The Pyramid Report on TSN. The latest census report on income inequality shows the U.S. has the highest level since they began keeping this measure a half century ago.
It's the highest rating we've ever had. And what that indicates is, again, the increasing concentration of wealth among higher income individuals. There are many factors accounting for this. One of them is, of course, that we haven't changed the minimum wage in 10 years despite increases in the cost of living. There's also been a tremendous growth in the value of capital assets, equities, and that sort of thing. There's also been some changes in the tax code that were favorable to wealthier folks relative to low-income earners. And so you've got a confluence of a number of factors here. But it's putting us in a situation that's very, very difficult to deal with, because as you have increasing wealth in an economy, yet an increasingly impoverished group of people, you tend to have situations where the need for social programs rise. It can lead to a lot of political and social conflict. It's certainly going to be an issue in the next election. For the Texas State Network, I'm Ray Perryman.